A year and a half ago on this program, we talked about the Mars 500 and the role that Czech psychologists are playing in that major endeavor. For a reminder, the aim of the project, among other things, is to test the steel of human nerves by locking six would-be astronauts in a mock spaceship, sending them to a mock Mars, and then bringing them back to the very real Moscow parking lot from whence they started their journey, a journey to nowhere but into the mind. The course of that journey was being monitored by the Czech company QED, which specializes in a psychoanalytical method called sociomapping, used to study and foster interpersonal relations on the so-called ship. The project is now over, at least for the astronauts, who were released on schedule this month. To find out how the project went from the Czech end, at least, I talked to Radovan Bachbouch, the director of QED, who I asked how the method had proven itself.
I think we are at the very beginning of analysis of all things which are connected with communication within team. I think that you know the main reason why we have sociomapping there. It is necessary to check if trend of communication is constant or if there are some risks, for example, from point of view of decrease of communication or some channels which are in stuck state. And if we find something problematic, we are able to give this information to control center and to ask them to debrief communication with members of team and to encourage them to find time for communication about communication.
Well, so they were there for a year and a half and you were monitoring them that whole time. So did they have any problems with communication? Did it come to any crisis points?
I think that in comparison with all experiments, this team was the best from point of ability to have good, not only quantity, but quality of communication. Of course, there are some problems. For example, if we have an international team, it is normal that there are some subgroups. National subgroup was subgroup of Russian astronauts, and it is visible in sociomaps that they were more close to each other than to international members. But it's normal. In a team of six people, we haven't the same frequency of communication in all channels. Six people means 15 communication channels, and some of them are very good in terms of flexibility and exchange of information, and some of them aren't.
And are there any specific situations that you can tell us about? I assume much of it is still under lock and key, I guess not open to the public, but are there any situations that you can tell us about that occurred?
Yeah, it's too early because we don't want to open all information about this without going through this information with members of this team and control center. But I think that I can say that communication in this team was relatively stable. We supposed on previous research that at the end of isolation or at the end of this work is a big risk of decrease of communication. The critical point of all previous experiments was at the end before landing, and in this team it wasn't so critical. They were able to communicate in good quality till the end of this experiment.
So there was nothing that would have jeopardized the mission had it been a real mission to Mars and back.
I think that in this team it wasn't big jeopardy. I think that partly it was caused by the fact that they have time for debrief communication and to think about this, because it improves our ability to be more mindful as for our communication and to be able to catch some long-term trends and to do something with this. So they had opportunity to think about communication with other members and to think about some misunderstandings and real state and ideal state. They had opportunity to think about next steps, how they can improve communication.
Well, lastly, you use socio-mapping in many other situations, like in the workplace and elsewhere. What have you learned from this project, and how will it help your use of socio-mapping elsewhere?
Yes, we are able to have, for example, reliability of scales, how stable is communication during so long stay in isolation. We are able to differentiate some phases in team dynamics, because there are studies about team dynamics, and we can check them if we have the same scenarios visible in dynamics of our socio-map. For us, it is very, very important and very useful type of experiment. And we can correlate our data with some external data, for example, data biomedical or data about performance of this team. I think that it is good to find connections between communication and performance. And it is a very interesting question, if there's a relation between these two things, team performance and team communication.
And that program was produced by Christian Falvey. I refer to it as Czech Science. My mistake. It is, of course, Science Journal.